Empty promise for Ford Mustang owners. A high-speed chase through Thurston County has left police with more questions than answers. A deputy attempted to stop the Mustang GT for speeding, but the driver fled instead, blasting through intersections at speeds of around 130 miles per hour. The pursuit was eventually terminated for safety reasons, leaving behind an abandoned vehicle in DuPont. The Thurston County Sheriff's Office is now trying to figure out who was behind the wheel of the Mustang GT. When they tried to contact the registered owner at a nearby residence, the person inside allegedly refused to come to the door, and the vehicle was seized. This has raised questions about the ownership and potential involvement of the driver. The case highlights the challenges faced by law enforcement when dealing with high-speed pursuits. In this instance, the pursuit ended in a stalemate, leaving owners wondering about their car's fate. The sheriff's office is now left to investigate further and determine whether charges will be filed against the owner. If investigators can show that the registered owner was driving, through witness statements, body cam footage, license plate readers, or other evidence, then charges such as reckless driving, eluding, or felony fleeing could follow. However, simply owning the vehicle isn't enough on its own to secure a conviction, and cases can fall apart if officers can't positively identify the driver. The seizure of the vehicle is not in question, but the ownership and potential involvement of the driver are still unclear. Police can impound a vehicle connected to a crime, especially when it's part of an investigation or considered evidence. But what happens next depends on whether authorities can tie the high-speed run directly to the person who owns the Mustang. The incident has raised questions about the responsibility of car owners in cases like this. If the owner is found to be involved, they could face serious consequences, including fines and potential jail time. The case serves as a reminder that simply owning a vehicle is not enough to avoid accountability. In Washington state, attempting to elude police can be charged as a felony if the driver willfully fails to stop and drives in a reckless manner. This highlights the seriousness with which law enforcement takes such cases and the potential consequences for those involved. The incident also underscores the importance of cooperation from car owners in cases like this. If the owner is found to be involved, they could face serious consequences if they refuse to cooperate or provide information. The case serves as a reminder that accountability starts with the individual. Ultimately, the outcome of this case will depend on the evidence gathered by investigators and the determination of law enforcement officials. As the investigation continues, it remains unclear whether charges will be filed against the owner and what consequences they may face.